It was not homesickness he felt as he shifted his bags and wrote his poems, producing a dozen volumes by the end. Nostalgia was lazy, futile. What he felt was that his will had been broken and replaced by simple anger. And the question was how to express it as a poet. He did not want to write in the classical Arab style. He had come to Cairo deliberately to keep off the mapped road. Nor did he want to shout for intifada. His ways were quieter. For a while, in Cairo and Beirut, he worked for Radio Palestine, but the bombast and sloganeering of politics repelled him. As a lover of freedom, he could not join a party or pledge allegiance to anyone. All you need to make a tyrant, he wrote, is a single bend of the knee. He hated Israel, the occupier, who had taken what was his and covered it with smart white settlements, but he also loathed the Palestinian parties, Fatah, riddled with corruption, and Hamas, naively peddling myths of power. In 1999, working briefly for the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, he tried to blow the whistle on the siphoning away of funds for a World Bank project. He resigned when he made no impression. His poems had to speak instead. He wrote them as a deliberate contrast to the frothing politicians, simple, concrete, cooled down. He kept his gaze on everyday things, ordinary pleasures and troubles, leading the reader to a window, leaving him to look out. He did not write about blood, rifles, the nation, the word Palestine. That pain would appear, he felt, even when he described a forest or a flower, or a small tear in a shirt which a jailer might have made. As for his own uprooting, I rubbed the leaf of an orange in my hands, as I had been told to do, so that I could smell its scent. But before my hand could reach my nose, I had lost my home and become a refugee.